And so grace to you and peace from God our Father, through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Now, I'm going to be honest. One of the reasons I chose the text that I did today, which is the gospel reading, is because it comes with a good joke. Because if you take WWJD too seriously, this throws a wrench in everything that you believe. Because what would Jesus do? Well, a viable option is to get angry and throw tables across the room. But I'm going to take the high road, nonetheless. Instead, focus on these verses for us today. Now, when Jesus was in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs that he was doing. But Jesus, on his part, did not entrust himself to them because he knew all people and needed no one to bear witness about man, for he himself knew what was in man. I remember watching the movie Transformers for the very first time. And it was an awesome movie. It was action-packed, had a decent story. But there's one portion of the movie that I don't think I'll ever forget. That's because it's wrong in many respects. Because there's a discussion between the main character and Optimus Prime about how we should have faith in mankind. That it is worth trusting. But I pose a question for you. What truly is in man? Because what really is in man that he is worth having faith in himself? You see, mankind is so far from being good, not to mention that he is born good, that it couldn't be farther from the truth. And to demonstrate this, here are a few headlines. I took these just from the front pages of national news corporations as well as some of our local news corporations. Student used dad's gun to kill parents. Man kills himself near White House. I love this one because it's very petty. Trump's most ridiculous celebrity Twitter rants ranked. Siblings who grew up shackled, tortured, enjoy lasagna and Star Wars. New photos suggest Parkland shooter tried to fire at people below. Now this next one I have to preface because I didn't realize it last night because, well, I'm thick-headed. Is because this really shows the depravity of mankind, and it has a word in it that most of us don't usually like to hear, but must hear nonetheless because it is even the language of Scripture. Here it is. Plane passenger punches, strangles other travelers, calls baby a slut. Woman accused of killing brother over huge Colorado ranch worth millions. Couple charged with child abuse after living in box for years. Here's local ones. Batoon man facing drug charges. Illinois woman charged in lingerie store theft, stealing $2,300 of merchandise by a 25-year-old woman. Former District 186 substitute allegedly sent inappropriate photos to multiple juveniles. School threats put spotlight on troubled youth. Former Dawson treasurer facing theft charges. Officials looking for alleged Menards felons. Mattoon man found guilty in 2016 murders. And it doesn't matter if they're young or old or somewhere in between. This is happening in our world. Happening in our world. In fact, if you remember last week also, Pastor Hemingway pointed out that in a Teen Vogue article, the author decided to rant for her distaste for Billy Graham. In fact, damning him to hell. This is the world we live in. And Hollywood science and even our own government doesn't help us with this. They show the depravity of man just as everything else. Between all the sex scandals, money laundering, stealing, or even the belittlement of our own Christian faith, going so far as to call us stupid and ignorant if we don't believe in what they say we should believe because they have the facts. With all due respect, where is man in all of this but not to be trusted? He is untrustworthy. All of mankind is fallen. And so what is in man but greed, mental illness of various degrees and intensity, sexual sins in thought, word, and deed, abuse of all kinds. There's war, there's murder, there's terrorism, bigotry, hate of multiple kinds and various degrees. And because of this, many feel guilt, shame, or even the opposite, pride. You see, all of this is a result of our fall into sin. Because if we think we're off the hook, we are guilty of all of this just like everybody else, even as Christians. Or even fight among ourselves, speak ill of each other, or even act against each other, scheming to get our way. You see, we all confessed it just a moment ago. That we sin in thought, word, and deed. You people need to repent. Because God knows exactly who you are. There is no hiding from Him. He can read your heart. In fact, in our text, we see that Jesus Himself knew what is in man. See, God knows exactly who you are, a lost and condemned sinner, and because of it, you will die. There's no escaping it, no escaping this law. It is who you are. Except, and this is the utterly amazing part of it all, that in spite of all these deep-rooted flaws of all sinfulness in all of mankind, even you and me, God does something most unexpected. He forgives you your sins of thought, word, and deed. He even goes as far as to declare you righteous. He gives you salvation. He gives you peace and hope of an eternal life that no longer has any of the effects of, yes, this world. See, He forgives you all your sin, all your guilt, all your shame, all your pride. And the good news is, He continues to do this through His preached word and His holy sacrament, the altar, which is in Christ. See, even with our own fallen, sinful nature, where we choose nothing but evil apart from Christ, where we hate, Jesus still came down from heaven, became man, and sacrificed Himself for you and all of mankind, in fact. You see, this is the love of God. This is why Lent is one of the sweetest seasons we can celebrate. Because in all of our repenting during this season, it all ends in the same place every time, with Good Friday and Easter. For you see, we find on Good Friday Christ on the cross. For you see, He became man, born of a virgin, born under the law, living a life for you, living a life to die as an innocent sacrifice for you. And that is what Good Friday is all about. That is why it is called good, because even though it looks evil and dark, it is in that event that you find your forgiveness nailed to wood. But you see, that wasn't the last word, because 3 days later, there's Easter, where we see Christ raised from the dead for your righteousness. You see, in his resurrection, he declares you righteous before his Father. That is the gift of God. You see, it is through them that God keeps all of his promises, through Christ's death and resurrection. For it is through these historical events that God himself gives you overflowing forgiveness, life, and salvation to sinners. As Pastor talked last week, love is exclusive to sinners like you and me. Yes, he even offers forgiveness to those whom we think do not deserve it, or even to us who think we do not deserve it. But you see, in spite of yourself, in spite of all fallenness of humankind, God calls you his child and will never leave you nor forsake you. That is why he baptized you. You see, through that baptism, you are marked as his child. That is where he gives you his solid declaration and promise that he will always be there to forgive you and to speak to you righteousness and life. That's why he continues to feed you through his holy word, his preached word, and his holy sacrament of the altar. For it is the very body and blood given and shed for you. You see, as St. Paul writes, while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, and much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. And more than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. This is God's mercy. This is God's love. That while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You see, that is why he even created you to begin with. To be loved by him. To be called his own. To be his child. To be his heir of the kingdom. And again, in spite of what you think of yourself or anybody else, remember this, that Christ died for you. Christ died for them. And he will always keep that promise. And so hear these words. And instead, by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so now with that peace of God that does surpass all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds with Christ Jesus, your Lord. Amen.